Thank you for giving me the chair. Good morning, Madam Chair, honorable members of the committee. Georgian case law is in line with the international standards and domestic legislation on the rights of the child. Convention on the Rights of the Child, namely its self-executing norms, have direct legal effect and stands on the higher level than any other domestic codes in the Georgian hierarchy of the laws. The Supreme Court of Georgia has directly used the Convention on the Rights of the Child to resolve 180 civil, administrative, and criminal cases. When adjudicating on a case, principle of the best interests of the child is given the primary consideration in conformity with the Convention and the UNCRC General Comment Number 14. In this regard, special attention is given to the guarantee participation of the child in a trial and to have his/her views heard and given due weight. It is important to mention that in Georgia, there is no age threshold for a child to testify in a court. On the contrary, there's a legal presumption that every child is a capable witness, irrespective of his or her age. There were several occasions when a child witness was given, has given his or her testimony by means of drawing a picture. According to the jurisprudence constante of the European Court for Human Rights, excessive formalism is incompatible with the right to a fair trial. Even though civil, administrative, and criminal procedures are mainly adversarial in Georgia, when a child is involved, judge uses the doctrine of parens patri, thus court procedures in regard to a child is inquisitorial rather than adversarial, and judge has variety of procedural ex officio tools at his her disposal in order to fully explore all the individual characteristics of a case at hand. Judges uphold the duty to prevent a child from intimidating, harassing, or disrespectful environment and questioning, causing secondary victimization. To this end, cross-examination by the defense lawyer is closely supervised by a judge. The Center for Human Rights of the Supreme Court of Georgia researches how the Convention on the Rights of the Child ought to be implement,